Welcome everyone to the Blessings of Christ on the third day of March 2019. Interesting, this is a 3-year. If you added up the numbers of our year, it's a 3. And the month is a 3. And the day is a 3. So we have 3 threes, which should indicate some pretty powerful messages from the divine level of our universe, the Trinity, the Holy Trinity. And we call upon your love, guidance, wisdom, and comfort in whatever way we are willing to receive and able to receive. So I'm going to open this call to our community. Just come on board with *6 and then follow the prompt to number 1 and you will be on. So Tony, hi, I see you're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hey, how are you today?
Good, thank you. Hello. Yeah, love and blessings to you and everybody. There is an awesome new moon this week. It's on the 6th. Gosh, what's today? Today's the 3rd, I believe. So that should be Wednesday. And I think it'll be exact in the morning. And we have a new moon conjunct Neptune and Vesta. Neptune, of course, is really resonates strongly with the one spirit. But Vesta is a sacred fire. So that's seems like a very fortuitous event, this new moon.
Well, of course, you know, we associate the moon with growth, because of its cycles with nature and the way it expands and grows and nurtures all of life. So the planet of growth associated with the sacred fire, hey, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You bet. I think it'll be a good one. There was something else I noticed, and I want to offer a blessing today for the folks in Sacramento. There was a decision related to a gentleman. He was killed at his grandmother's home. So he was basically killed accidentally by the police. And so there's been a lot of protest and unrest. But the people are really they did a beautiful job covering it on the news I saw last night. It was in Sacramento. And it was very balanced. And the local police chief went on and spoke extensively that he really is interested in doing everything he can to make a positive change from this and to raise awareness and to respect the safety and the peace of the community and to try to bring greater understanding and positive change. So it seems like there's an awful amount of pain and suffering from from not only this event but other related events. And it seems like it's a real opportunity because there's some compassion and consciousness that's emerging in the situation. So I want to send a blessing for that to amplify that.
Okay. I think that's a great thing to bless, because this is what we all have to do. We have to find the growth, the change, and the movement through whatever happens to us that may be catastrophic or that may bring painful losses to us, and find that it's all part of moving through life. We don't always get to say how the journey is, but we do get to say how we engage with the journey. Yeah. And that's where it makes a difference, in the growth and the clarification of our consciousness. And it's not all pretty. There are some very, very challenging catastrophic events going on our planet right now, and it hurts to look at them, think about them, and talk about them. But the fact is, we still have to. We have to not pull back energy from a wound because it's energy that heals the wound, especially when it's therapeutic and compassionate and addresses the injury appropriately. We help to heal the wounds and restore life where it has been injured. And that's one of the things, I would say the central things that we do as blessing givers and in coming to receive the blessings is that we release the resistance that we put up through all of the objections we have to various things in life. And heaven knows there's a lot of things that we might object to. There's a lot of things going on. But the fact is, we have to remember that God created this universe. And in the beginning, there was only God. And for the longest time, there was only good. Things that we object to built up over a long period of time with various levels of conflict and various levels of competition for dominance and survival as the universe took on a more complex and complicated form. We could see this in the life of a child, the absolute pure innocence of a newborn infant. And then by the time he or she is 6 months old, there are some challenges of authority that begin to occur. No, I want what I want. I want, and I want it my way. And there's the pain of falling down and skinning the little knee. And it hurts. And the discovery that cats can bite or bees can sting. And all of this becomes part of the pattern of objection.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have no idea how many little incidents we have built up in our consciousness that are points of objection. And you don't have to inventory them. You don't have to notice them. You don't have to know what they are or go back and do any kind of clearing on them. All you have to do is release your resistance to that which you feel might be objectionable. You know, this is what some of the masters of the Far East have accomplished. They could go into a dental situation with root canal, no anesthesia whatsoever. And when interviewed about how do you do it, they will say, we go in with the idea there's nothing to resist. Without resistance, there's no pain. And that extends all the way from physical to social, psychological, emotional, and spiritual. Without resistance, there is no pain. Now, that doesn't mean that everything that's happening is good or positive. But without pain, we are more likely to do something good about it. We are more likely to process it in recovery or positive aptitude, positive results, redirecting whatever wasn't optimum into something that is optimum. The fact is, we all shut down from pain. We do. We just do. And if we can lower the level of resistance, that's really all an anesthesia does. You're going in for some major surgery, and I've had a few of those, and you take this really powerful anesthesia, and the nerves in that part of your body don't resist anything. So the muscles don't tense up. The heart doesn't overactivate to compensate. The hormones don't overactivate to compensate. It's just in a non-resistance mode. You come out of it, and slowly you're introduced back into the world of possible resistance, bit by bit by bit, but along with other lesser, to a lesser degree, painkillers, until you don't need any. And then you begin to move into physical therapy and other forms of recovery so that you're engaging with life in a positive way. And it was all about building a bridge over any possibility for resistance. So what if just by relaxing into the arms of God for a few minutes in prayer, in meditation, you could lower all resistance? This is what we do for you in the blessing. And it doesn't mean that all will be healed. It doesn't mean that every negative thing will be pushed away. What it does mean is that you will have a better engagement with it. And you will have a chance to wipe the slate clean and come back with new writing on the board, new ideas, new orientation, new feelings. In addition to that, it means that you will be able to absorb in that period of time these beneficial, loving energies of the Holy Creator, which then you continue to absorb in your period of receiving after the blessing. And it's like a supercharged vitamin, except it comes in from a spiritual, energetic level. And that's what happens when you are healed by the Holy Spirit, when you're healed by the love of Christ. If you add your faith to that, then it's multiplied. And then what else multiplies it is if you give it to others. And what else multiplies it is if you forgive everything that brought the problem about in the first place. And you forgive the possible recurrence of it in the second place. So these are all the things, the little bits and pieces of spiritual technology that can make an enormous difference in your life. And that's why you come to the blessing calls and you hear reports from people whose lives have been completely changed. And how? Only by a few moments of lowering resistance. Through a divine bath of sacred energy. So, I'm going to take some more calls. Thanks, Tony. You're always an inspiration. And
thanks,
Jerome,
Tony.
You are too. Jerome, you're on.
Oh, great, Glenda. That was fantastic. This is Jerome, and thank you for the forgiveness, resistance, and I have two people that could help that. One is Andrew and one is Joan, but what you've just said is fantastic for releasing and for expecting each of us to connect with God and good and the planet at a higher level. So I just love you.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jerome. Thank you. And,
yeah.
You know, referring back, to accommodate what you said just then about the planet as a whole,
yes.
And what Tony brought to the call early about the situation in
yes.
California.
Yes.
When situations like that occur, what we tend to do is we put up our resistance to try to prevent it from happening where we are.
Ah.
And then guess what happens?
Yes. Ah. Everything happens then.
it multiplies the need for resistance.
Yes.
But if we go into areas like that and assist in the lowering of resistance, guess what happens in your world?
Wow. Thank you for helping
us. You
yes.
know, Jerome, it's just like in the Beatitudes, blessed are the peacemakers,
yes.
for they are the children of God.
Oh, you are. Thank you. Love and blessings to you always and forever. And thank you for everything. And keep up all this good work. It's helping all of us.
Oh, I plan to. From now and forever, wherever I am.
Wherever you are. Thank you.
Wherever I am here. If I sink momentarily into hell, I'll do it there. If I'm graced by God to live to heaven, I'll do it there. If I'm on one place or another on earth, I'll do it there.
Oh, great. And to the earth of the universe. Love you. I love you. I love you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lovely friend. Bye-bye. And we have a caller from area code 919. I don't have a name, but you can introduce yourself.
Hey, Glenda, this is Lorraine in North Carolina.
Hi.
As everyone said, thanks so much for everything you share and are. It's wonderful. And what I just wanted to put out there, maybe Tony knows something about this, but I'm not too versed in numerology, but I know that today I've gotten lots of emails from some high consciousness people that there's these, the date is March 3rd, 3-3 portal activations or something. And I just thought maybe, I mean, the blessing's always doing that, but to be aware that there's all these things going on, add the blessing energy to whatever people are doing today.
Oh, good, good. Well, actually, numerologically, 3 corresponds with Jupiter. It corresponds with creativity. And, of course, in theologically, 3 is the Trinity, which is the highest form of creation. So 333 is, I would say, things don't really get more positive than that. So this is a day I would suggest you look around and you just say thank you to everything positive you see in this world, in your life, with your friends, in your home, bless your food, call someone you love, and give someone you love a hug. Maybe do something creative.
So, okay, thank you.
Thanks, Lorraine. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And we have Ollie on. Hi, Ollie. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I'm so glad to hear that. I got in a little late to the call, but what you were saying was just perfect in terms of resistance and pain. I wanted to request blessing for 3 people. My mom
okay.
was experiencing a lot of pain in her neck and arm. Apparently, she's been going with it for more than a week, and she has arthritis, so it could you know, it could benefit her to release some of that because she's in a lot of pain. My friend Isabel, who's also having some family situations that are very toxic and very cumbersome, and financial situations, may Jeshua intervene and the Holy Spirit and help her find a way and a graceful solution for what she's going through. And the third one is for me. I want to request a blessing because I was my doctor just found my aorta valve is a little obstructed, so I would love for a blessing to help with that situation. And that's it, dear. It's like a laundry list of blessings.
Oh, Ollie, I so extend blessings to you. And of all the people I know, your heart is so big. I know that those obstructions will not dominate your life.
Thank you, dear. I know Jeshua is very, very good at what he does, so I'm just going to surrender and do my part down here, you know.
Yes, that's all we can do. We do our part as best we can. And my heart, my lover with you, and blessings always.
Thank you, dear. Thank you, dear.
Oh, great. Oh, you are so welcome. And we are going to open a line to area code 903. That is 3 times 3, 9, 0 for spirit and 3. So, come on board.
Yes, I wish to give.
Hi, Ben.
I wish to give a threefold harmony of thanks for 3 blessings I am receiving this week. First, I get a new phone with internet and a new telephone number I choose. I get a new apartment down the hall in a couple of days. It's an old high school that I'm at in Emory, Texas, and redoubling the size of my apartment. And I'm also giving a special blessing for Sybil Burrows, who is my dearest friend. It's her birthday today.
Oh my goodness, yes. Well, if you talk to her, give her my birthday wishes.
Yes, I just talked to her before the call, since I was going to bless you. I didn't realize it was her birthday, so good timing.
Well, we'll keep Sybil in our blessing call.
You know, she does so much for everybody, and especially for me. We talk at least once or twice every week.
That's great. Okay. Well, Stormy, you're very loved, and we will have you right there in the middle of our blessing, receiving the Holy Spirit full force.
And my first name, Ben, has three letters in it.
Of course. Okay,
Ben. All the stops. Thank you, Glenda.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And we have a caller from area code 707. You'll have to introduce yourself.
Yes, Glenda, it's Ken. How are you?
Oh, Ken, hi.
Yeah, little old me. So just want to say I really love both the jam session and the angel class. It's just amazing the kind of stuff that we're covering and stuff it brings out and all of the above. And I did want to ask for a very specific blessing today. Because we're myself and my roommate's an elderly gentleman, about 78 years old, a little sick. He's got some heart and lung issues. And we're in a situation where our landlord is either going to want us to leave in maybe a week, or possibly we may get an extension for about 60 days. But right now it's tied up in a court case that we don't know the outcome to. And so my blessing is basically for me, for him, for the property manager, for the new owner, and for the attorneys that are going to be dealing with this, and just kind of hoping that we can all find a beneficial resolution, not only to the lodging situation, but also to wherever we may land beyond this, and having the place where we may land be safe, friendly, healthy, and fully supporting us in all the directions we may want to go in the future. So,
and even better.
Yes. Oh, my God. You are reading my mind. How do you do that?
Yes, there's no limit to the blessings we can pray for. There is no blessings. There is no limit. We have a limitless universe, infinite possibilities, and abundance beyond our ability to gather or even envision in one lifetime. So we ask for everything to be as beautiful, as wonderful as it can be by the will and grace of God.
Magnificent. Amen, sister.
Okay, and I guess you'll be on the angel call later.
Okay. Oh, absolutely.
You'll love it today. We have a caller from area code 802. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Debbie.
Who?
Debbie.
Oh, Debbie, hi. Yes, I can now.
Oh, good. We just found out today that our friend's son has died. He took his own life. He's a young man. And so I'd like to put his name is Paul, and his father, Carl, and his mother, Cindy, and his sister, Valerie, on the blessing list.
I'm so sorry to hear about that. I really, really am.
Yes. Yes.
My yes. deepest yes. condolences to you. And yes, we will pray that he is resting safely in the hands of God right now.
Yes.
Where he will be healed from any grief or discouragement that resulted in this action.
Thank you. Thank you, Glenda. Thank you, blessing givers.
You're so welcome. And our love goes out to you, too. You are on our blessing list, too.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. And we have a caller from Erica 415. You're on.
Hello, Glenda. It's Stephen Adler.
Hey, Stephen.
Hi. I'm just calling to ask for a blessing for my friend Beth McDougall and her daughter Marley. Marley's father passed away suddenly just a few days ago. His name was Rob Constantine. He passed away suddenly of a heart attack, and so just asking for a blessing for their whole family as they get through this challenging time.
Oh, I know they must be grieving. It's really, really, really hard to lose someone you love, especially when it wasn't expected.
Yeah. So thank you for including them on your list. And many blessings.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you.
The whole family is included in this blessing. And the families of anyone in our community who are grieving over the loss of someone or the impending loss of someone. It's something that we all have to deal with one or several times in our life, depending on how many people we have in our life and where we are in the stage of life cycle among our beloved ones. But we all will have to deal with it. We all have to come to terms with the fact that life doesn't die. The creations that are given to the life force, which is essentially biological, of the earth and societal, has to recycle because it has a limit of duration. And sometimes we forget that love is greater than any of these cycles. And rarely, rarely do the ones we love ever, ever leave us. There are times, the reason I said rarely, there are times when souls actually do need to transition on to some other time or place. Perhaps for a brief moment in time, they were visitors from another world. Perhaps for a moment in time, it was someone from a completely different culture trying to learn about our culture, and they return home to then come back with greater knowledge and understanding. From time to time, a soul is just simply finished with all levels of incarnation. It's over. They're returning to God. Sometimes a soul has to go to what the angels call a zone of healing. It's sort of like a hospital ward, and it's where people go who have had serious, serious injuries in this life, whether suffering through a war camp or a Holocaust or a terrible abuse in life or self-inflicted termination. They need to be healed. They need to be loved and healed and cared for. And when they're in the healing zone, they're quarantined from the rest of us because the angels are creating around them a cocoon so that they can heal. When they're healed, then they make a decision about what's next, working in coordination with God, the angels, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, I'm well. What's next? But love never ends. That's why Yeshua told me to title the book that was released just a few months past 20 years ago, Love Without End. Because love doesn't die, it never ends, and it never ever abandons those it's loved. Sometimes it just needs to cocoon. Sometimes it just needs to heal and get all the pieces put back together again so that it can be fully all that it is and fully united with all that it loves. Oh, and speaking of love without end, I have a really great announcement to make, and you'll learn all about it by the end of next week. I don't exactly have the timing on it yet, but it will be less than a month. We are going to re-release Love Without End, the final perfect version, with an index. Having an index is the number one request I have had for about 18 years. Now, the reason I say 18 years is because the first edition had it. But once we reformatted Love Without End, well, all the pages changed. And then it was translated into numerous languages, which didn't have a page coordination. And then we added more, 88 pages more to Love Without End at a certain point. And then we changed it one more time. So every time we moved it forward, of course the pages would change. Love Without End is now what it will be for the ages. And I'm going to sign the first 500 copies. So, and I'll actually give you a choice of, do you want them inscribed to you? So, that's our big announcement for now. You'll hear more about it later. I'm just giving you a little heads up on it. I'm going to take one more call, and then we have to be in our blessing because we are on time. Sarah, who would you like to ask a blessing for?
Oh, God Day and God Victory on the new reprint coming up. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, that was actually a good announcement for our 333 day, which is the Trinity and creativity and Jupiter and expansion. That's a great announcement for today. It just occurred to me.
Oh, so
who would you like a blessing for, Sarah?
Oh, thank you, Glenda. I'd like to ask for a blessing for myself and for all my brothers and sisters that relate to this. I was in prayer and meditation yesterday, and I got to the root of something where I realized there's this way that I hold myself back a lot from, you know, maybe just saying something, like an idea I have at like a work meeting or a teaching, or just kind of any time during my day, there'll be this way I hold back my joy, my creativity. And I got to the root of it, being there's something like a shame that just, for some reason, just says, no, you can't say that. There's a shame there. And I just want Yeshua's help and blessing to help release that, surrender that. And
that's a subtle form of resistance.
Yeah.
Yep. Good for you to spot it.
Thank you. It's been here for a long time, so I definitely want some help from Yeshua's light and love.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Great. Okay, my dear. Well, let's all get ready for our blessing. Okay? Just be seated to receive, and blessing givers, stand and join me. I'm going to say an invocation to Yeshua, and then you begin your prayer. Now, it's really important in your prayer that you say what you want. And it doesn't have to be with words. It could be with intention. It could be with feeling. You could feel what it will be like to have what you want as an end result. Like, for example, Sarah, who wanted to not have that little held back feeling, that resistance that comes up in certain situations. Just feel what it will be like when you don't have that. Actually, feeling forward is a form of gratitude to God, because it's a form of faith that what you are feeling will be given. And not only will it be given, it's already promised and authorized to be given. So you're there with it. You're with it as a reality. You're with it as a possibility, and you're with it as a completion. Now, I would like all of us just to be in our silence, in our heart, and in our heart feel the passion of sweet surrender, the passion of what it's like to just be in the arms of God, safely held for our next destination in life, holding with us in our arms all that we love, people, humanity, the animal kingdom, the earth, all that we love, our ideas, our industry if we love it, certainly our friends and our family, our dearest ones. Have them all in your arms. Wrap your arms around them and pull them into your heart and have them there as you pray. Whether you pray with words or feeling or intention or just faith. Faith is a great way to pray. As a matter of fact, I think faith is the highest prayer there is. It's an ongoing prayer that lives within every cell of your body and within every fiber of your being and all of the energetic matrix around you that moves you through life and down the road. Faith is the greatest prayer there is. So let us pray. Dear Yeshua, we love you and we are here to express our love for you and our gratitude that you are here to bring us into the fullness of our life, that we may have even more than we've asked for, that we may envision even more than we've already seen, that we may receive all that God has given and prepared for us to receive, that our cup runs over, whether it's with material goodness or health or love or simply the goodness of being. We ask that you walk with us on our pathway through life and that you help us to see our pathway through life as our reason for living. Our reason for living is not somewhere else. Our reason for living is living itself. And let that living be the highest and the best that it can be and the highest and best that we can give and share with others. We ask these things in your blessed name. Amen. Let us begin.
Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest in peace. Receive and be bathed in the Holy Spirit. Allow it to nurture you, fill you, and sweep away all of the patterns of resistance, that you may be open to a new experience and a better day, and be moved on through your life in a more peaceful way. Blessings to you all, and bye-bye for now.